Allegations of cyber-related espionage, both industrial and political, have been floating back and forth between China and the US for months. The recent events surrounding the revelations of former US National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden have brought the issue of cyber-related espionage into sharp focus. As noted by Yan Xuetong, Dean of Tsinghua University's Institute of Modern International Relations, there are currently no norms governing this very important area.
I don't think at this moment we have any widely accepted norm or definition or the how to govern the cybersecurity. So from my understanding, what we need that we really need a kind of a cooperation to develop a common definition for the cybersecurity and establish norms to govern the cyber activity.
But Yan Xuetong also points out that the case of Edward Snowden has altered the context of the debate regarding US-China cyber activities.
And Snowden certainly is beheading for the US, but Snowden also make the US cool down and no longer use this kind of issue as an excuse to attack the China and others. And suddenly America is not that honored and it looks seems at least no better than others, maybe even worse.
Edward Snowden's NSA revelations concern cyber activities related with political espionage. However, the conversation regarding China-US cyber activities is wider than just that of government-to-government spying. Paul Henley, the director of the Carnegie Tsinghua Center, talked about the commercial side of the debate.
But I think what the United States is bringing to the table that's different than what President Obama tried to outline for President Xi at Sunnylands is cyber attacks that steal American commercial, trade, and intellectual property. And so this is more of a commercial cyber warfare, which the U.S. side has said it does not engage in, and it will not engage in, and it would like to engage in dialogue with the Chinese to see how they can prevent this from happening.
Though the political aspect of cyber espionage is important, there's an argument to be made that it is more important to implement norms that could prevent the theft of intellectual property and trade secrets. Gregory Gilligan, chairman of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, talked about the importance of the commercial relationship and the requirement for cyber norms in order to maintain this foundation.
The U.S.-China relationship rests upon the foundation of the U.S.-China commercial relationship. I think the economic interdependence that our two countries have and the scope of commercial activity that we engage in with each other is so broad that it simply is the foundation for the broader relationship. And so finding ways to strengthen or heal, in some cases, that commercial relationship then will have greater impact.
In order to create some semblance of order, academics are calling for the creation of norms. Though these norms may not be defined in their entirety at the Fifth Strategic and Economic Dialogue, officials are likely to start tackling an issue which has fast become one of the most important areas of interest between the US and China. For CRI, I'm Stuart Wiggin.